the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The taunting between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the man occupying the Oval Office continued on Thursday. Pelosi's talk of an intervention for Trump and her comments voicing concern for his well-being seem to have gotten under his orange skin.
He was not prepared, and so he used some excuse to go out the door. Who's in charge here? Because you agree, and then all of a sudden something changes. What goes on there? Who's in charge? I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country. Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Trump hijacked his own White House event in which he was announcing a $16 billion bailout to farmers hurt by his trade war with China to push back on Pelosi's assertion that he had a temper tantrum during their brief meeting on Wednesday. So he went around the room calling on various aides to vouch for his temperament after having Kellyanne Conway, Mercedes Schlapp, Larry Kudlow, Hogan Gidley, and Sarah Sanders all claim he was, quote, calm. Trump went on to repeat a claim he had previously made about himself.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Seriously. Trump continued attacking Pelosi on Twitter throughout the day, tweeting out a doctored video of awkward moments from her presser held earlier Thursday, deceptively edited and aired by Fox with a statement, Pelosi stammers through news conference. This, while another fake video of Pelosi, slowed down to make her appear drunk or otherwise impaired, went viral on social media, advancing Trump's new claim that, quote, Pelosi is unwell. Ugh. Congress is now on its Memorial Day recess. The Senate returns June 3rd, the House June 4th. Donald Trump is also gone, departing for Japan on Friday. Before the Senate left for their Memorial Day recess, they cleared a disaster relief package, which the House immediately said it would pass and send to the president for his signature. Meanwhile, Trump is pushing back against the Democrats' investigations by demanding that the Department of Justice investigate the origins of the Mueller probe, or as Trump puts it.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. About the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started, the beginnings of the investigation, how it started.
In a disturbing move regarding an already troubling investigation by a sitting president of those he considers his political opponents, Trump ordered the CIA and other intelligence agencies to cooperate with the review. He also granted Attorney General Barr the authority to unilaterally declassify their documents. The move, which occurred just hours after the president again declared that those who led the investigation committed treason, gave Barr immense leverage over the intelligence community and enormous power over what the public learns about the roots of the Russia investigation. An emotional Theresa May announced her resignation Friday. Fighting back tears, May said she'll leave office on June 7th, sparking a contest to succeed her. That date also allows her to remain in power for Donald Trump's upcoming state visit. May said she had done her best to honor the EU referendum result and that it was a matter of deep regret that she had been unable to deliver Brexit.
Our politics may be under strain, but there is so much that is good about this country, so much to be proud of, so much to be optimistic about. I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honor of my life to hold. The second female prime minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
May's been prime minister since 2016 when David Cameron resigned after a majority voted for Britain to leave the EU. Stunningly, former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is currently party member's favorite to succeed her. Oy. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been indicted on 17 counts of violating the Espionage Act for his role in obtaining and publishing secret military and diplomatic documents in 2010. Despite the debate about whether or not Assange was operating as a journalist, the new charges do threaten to criminalize legitimate journalistic practices by questioning the legality of basic news gathering techniques used every day by journalists, like asking for news tips. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said in an MSNBC interview Thursday night that special counsel Robert Mueller wants to testify in private about his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential elections.
He wants to testify in private.
Why?
I don't know why. He's willing to make an opening statement, but he wants to testify in private. We think it's important for the American people to hear from him and to hear his answers to questions about the report.
Does he want to testify in private and have it be a closed session where we, the people, would not even get to see a transcript?
No. We'd see a transcript, we'd see a transcript.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.